Good morning. You are on the Community Connection. It is Meet Your Neighbor because it is Wednesday. And today, in the studio with me today, Yvette Anderson. So, and I've already learned something about you.
Oh, no. What was that?
And I did know this because I email you all the time. Your first name is Jean.
Oh, yes, it is.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
All right.
And I only use that when I'm upset with myself.
All right. Because your mom did it that way,
That's exactly right. Okay. Well, my parents love the name Yvette. And she says, we never could come up with something that flowed for a middle name.
Okay.
So my mom's name's Jeannie, so they went with Jean Yvette.
Oh, okay. All right. So your mom was Jean, and your father was?
My father was Wilford Del Shum.
Okay.
WD is what they call
WD.
Him.
WD. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. And and you grew up Wayne City-ish.
I did grow up Wayne City. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we're going to talk all about growing up in Wayne City, and what you do for the 4-H is just amazing.
Oh, well, so, I don't know about that. It's all through God.
But God
gives me the ability to do it, so that's where we're going to send the praises.
But that's how I know you. You're through the 4-H.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we're going to talk about that and so much more in just a few moments on Meet Your Neighbor with Yvette Anderson.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
If you make fear-based decisions, 100% of the time it's the wrong decision. Now, you want to be wise and, you know, don't touch a hot stove. You should be afraid of hot stoves. They'll burn your hand, right? But I'm not going to make decisions that are fear-based. And that's true with your money, too. I was forced to buy a car at 72% interest. You ever heard that one? And you're desperate. And right after I get desperate, you know what I get? Stupid. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. We are meeting your neighbor, and that neighbor today is Yvette Anderson from the Wayne County 4-H in Wayne City. You worked in the school there for a while, right?
15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I really thought I'd retire there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they built a new school.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You didn't know where to go.
Well, no, actually, I was...
We're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get to this in the next segment, okay? All right, so you grew up in Wayne City or...
I grew up south of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, out by Skillet Fork Farm. So if you're headed down, you know, Alamo Farm and Skillet Fork, and there's the two farmhouses.
Yeah.
Across the road is where I grew up.
Sure, I know where that is.
I mean, it is a great place to live and grow up. I mean, I was able to pop the oil bubbles in the road.
Right.
Count how many dead frogs there was on the road.
Right.
You know, when we first got my sister and I got our BB gun for the first time, we thought we were big stuff.
Okay.
And we had this barn and all these weeds out behind the house, and we may had made paths in there. Well, we decided we were going to go hunting. So, you know, a bird flew or a rabbit ran. We shot our BB guns. We thought we were big stuff. But, I mean... It was the best place to grow up.
Right.
So, and then, of course, you know, the farm had an airstrip behind the houses.
Uh-huh.
Well, when we got a little older, we got to where we were riding three-wheelers all the time. Well, you know, you can only go up to third gear. That's as fast as you could go. No faster than third gear, girls.
Right.
Okay. Well, we would go to the airstrip, and Mom and Dad could hear us racing the three-wheelers down the airstrip. Did you guys get a third gear? No, you told us not to get out of third gear. So, you know.
There's no way you can check on that.
Yeah, even though they could hear us, you know, they're going faster than third gear.
Okay, so you have a sister.
I do. Actually, I have two sisters. Jessica Hughes, she's a junior high language arts teacher at Wayne City Junior High.
Uh-huh.
And then Whitney, she is a nurse at the Orthopedic Center in Mount Vernon.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So are you in the middle or are you?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I'm the oldest. Yeah.
You blazed the trail.
I did. Yeah. And I've always said that, I'm the favorite.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was the first grandchild, so that made me the favorite.
Ah. So.
Whether or not that's true or not, I'm sure grandma would deny it, but in my heart, I know I was the favorite.
Well, yeah. yeah. Okay. So. Did you spend a lot of time with Grandma and Grandpa?
I did. My mom worked nights at Aerotex.
Okay.
So through the week while I was going to school, you know, Grandma and Grandpa kept me. And, oh, right. We had our times with the homework. Oh, my gosh. My poor grandma deserves a medal for what she did to help me get through school.
No.
Yeah, a little bit. So, but I mean, even, you know, mom would work Friday night. So Saturday morning we'd get up and she and I'd be in the kitchen or the garden or right. sewing. I mean, I learned a lot of my life skills as far as that type of thing from my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, not saying my mom didn't do it, but she worked nights and didn't fool with it when I was growing up.
Right.
Grandma always took care of that.
Okay. So you live with your grandparents through the week.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was grade school like for young Yvette?
Grade school was...
And am I saying it right? Is it Yvette or is it Yvette?
Yvette.
Yvette. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's Yvette.
All right.
So I went to Oak Grove School.
Okay.
I always thought I had some very mean teachers at Oak Grove School. They liked for me to come in with my homework done. That was not a priority for me at all. I mean, I could pass without doing my homework. I was okay.
Right.
I mean, but why would I sit down at home and do homework when I could be, you know, taking my BB gun out, or I could be riding three-wheelers? I mean, or counting oil bubbles on the road. Right. Who wants to do homework when you can count oil bubbles on the road and pop them?
Yeah.
You know, go fishing.
They have to be popped.
I mean, I know.
It's good for the road.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
We did that in the city, too.
Did you?
I mean, we just had less oil bubbles on the road.
But, I mean, my teachers, I mean, they really were good. After I started working at the school and really got to know them personally, I was like, oh, well, you are a nice person. But at that time, they were not very nice. I would say I made more trips to the principal office than all the kids combined in the school.
Mm-hmm. Well, surely not all of the teachers at Oak Grove were horrible, terrible people.
Well, as long as I did my homework, I was fine.
You had a favorite teacher?
No.
No, not all?
No.
Any subject you were good at?
Not that I can recall. I mean, they were all about the same. Popping bubbles on the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Spitting contests. Love to have spitting contests.
Okay.
I mean.
All right.
Name it, I did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I've been thinking about this lately. What were summers like for you? Did you go on vacation?
Summers. We spent most of our summers at Wayne Fitzgerald National State Park, which was Wren Lake. We water skied and camped every weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You want to say, you know, lay that fan of water out. I could do it. You could almost put your shoulder on the water as you're skiing.
Right.
Because you're throwing that wave out there.
All right.
I could do it.
So.
Loved it.
Now, as an example to young 4-H'ers, is there a water skiing 4-H program?
No, there is not.
Not yet?
Not yet. But you know that would be something to work on. That would get us all to the lake, would it not?
All to the lake.
Yeah, we'd have to have a judge.
You'd have. There you go. I'm up for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Water skiing and at the lake, at Wren Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So were there any better times than that? Is there any special vacation that you took?
We went to Arkansas, to Norfolk Lake, every year that I could remember. Well, we started out, I guess, at Table Rock.
Okay.
In, is that Missouri? I don't even know. I was so young.
It's in the Ozarks.
Is that right? We went to Table Rock Lake is where we started, and then just kind of progressed along, and we ended up at Norfolk Lake in Arkansas. Okay. Every year.
Okay.
Best water. I mean, so clear. You could always find a place to, something smooth enough that you could ski or whatever you wanted to do. And yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Okay. So good times in Arkansas.
Yeah. I tell you, my youngest sister is 10 years younger than I am. And we'll have to do some math here. And I'm not real strong at math. So my youngest sister, that's exactly right, is 10 years younger than I am, and she always wanted to go to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
So when mom always said, well, when Whitney's old enough to remember it, we'll go.
All right.
Well, my youngest daughter was 5 when we went.
All right.
Born in 2002.
Okay, so that's 2007.
Okay, but now I was married in 96. She was born in 2000. Okay, I got to do some math here to see how old I was when I had her.
Now, kids at home listening, This is the importance of doing your math homework.
You are so funny.
Because someday you will be on the radio and be forced to do math.
This is going to be cut out, right?
Right.
Okay, 2002.
Yeah, you're 32 when you go.
So, I was 32 when we went, so that made Whitney 22, right?
Right, if she's 10 years younger.
Yep, so at 22 years old, or at 32 years old, old for me, 22-year-old for my sister. My mom says, I want to take us all to go to Disney World. It's like, do you think Whitney's old enough yet, Mom, or should we wait a little longer? I don't know. We might ought to wait a little bit longer.
So did she remember Disney World?
She remembered it, but now Megan, my 5-year-old, says, I kind of remember that, but I don't remember a lot of it.
Uh-oh.
So I said, well, I'm not going back.
Okay. Yeah, that was our rule in our house. We didn't go to Disney World until the girls were old enough to remember.
Yeah,
Okay. What did you think about going to Disney World?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But at the age that they were, there were so many parks. They kept saying, I want to go back to Disney World. That was Magic Kingdom.
Right.
But you'd say, well, you are in Disney World. We might have been in
Animal Kingdom.
Kingdom or wherever. But I want to go back to Disney
Hollywood
World.
Studios.
So we were, every day we had to go back to Magic Studio. So we knew that, not Magic Studio, Magic Kingdom.
The Magic
so
Kingdom.
So we knew Magic Kingdom pretty well.
Yeah.
But
see,
in a week's
I can
time.
Tell you've been. Because it is not Disney World. It is the Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
And then there's Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. And then there's Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
I loved Epcot.
And all together they make up Disney World.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, we will talk more with Yvette. We'll get into high school and what trouble she caused there in just a few moments.
I was a good kid.
Okay. If you say so. It's your show.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Deep South Restaurant, Nap Oil, Murphy's Pet Grooming and Boarding, and Serendipity Cards and Gifts. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
All right, we are back on the Community Connection. Meet your neighbor. We're meeting Yvette Combs from the
Who?
Wing.
Yvette Anderson.
Yvette Anderson. I'm sorry.
I know Yvette Combs.
Yeah, she's at the grade school
here
in Fairfield. Yvette Anderson from the Wayne County 4-H. And did I make that mistake earlier?
Nope.
No, okay. All right. This more we're going to cut out, right?
There you go.
All right. We're back on Meet Your Neighbor with Yvette Anderson from the Wayne County 4-H. And, so Oak Grove School, then you went to Wayne City High School. How was going? Were you nervous about going to Wayne City High School?
High school, I was not. Eighth grade, I was. Because my eighth grade year is the year that they consolidated Berry, Orchardville, Sims, and Oak Grove. And we all went to Wayne City in my eighth grade year.
Right.
That's when we actually moved to Keens, which is where my parents still live now. But, so going into high school wasn't bad. I was comfortable. It was moving into eighth grade.
Okay. All right. So.
But we had played ball enough with a lot of them that we knew,
you knew
several
everybody.
Of the kids anyway from playing ball.
And plus, as I know, you'll talk to anybody.
That's exactly right. I'll even eat somebody's dessert in New York.
Yeah. Take it right off their plate.
That's right. I got permission first. And a clean fork.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did you do anything, any classes special to you in high school? Any teachers stand out?
I absolutely love Shirley Byers.
Oh, really?
She was my home ec teacher, sewing and cooking, and she used to just leave me be. Yvette, this is what we're going to do. You take care of this, and I'm going to go help these other ones. Okay. I'd grown up with Grandma in the kitchen, so I knew what I needed to be doing. So, yeah, Mrs. Byers and I, we clicked pretty good. I really, really enjoyed her.
All right. And anybody else?
Well, at the time, I could not stand Sue Stewart.
Okay.
I thought she was a horrible, horrible person. But after I got to college, I came back and I thanked her. She's one of those that you really, it was hard to please her.
Right.
She kept telling us, you're going to have to know this. You're going to have to know this. And then we got to college and they were explaining these different types of papers they wanted written. And I looked at one of my cousins and I said, I thought we had to know this. So my ret and comp class in college was a breeze, it was all because of her.
Okay.
So yeah, she was probably my least favorite. Shirley Byers was my favorite.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you learned English composition from her.
I did.
Okay. Any extracurricular? Were you part of the massive Wayne City force of softball teams?
I was. That was? Yeah. I played softball and basketball. We had a great team. We had great coaches.
Uh-huh.
Gene Johnson was our softball coach. Steve Strickland was our basketball coach. I couldn't have asked for better coaches. We had, mm-hmm. We were serious. We played hard. We got to work. But then there was also the fun element. If you did your part, you got to play too. So, you really, I had respect for both of them. But yeah, I think we had very good teams.
Oh, okay.
And I reminisce a lot now with my daughter. So, now when I played, we didn't do this. We had to do this and this. And
okay, so getting to senior year, what did you think you were going to do coming out of high school?
I did not think that I would be a 4-H program coordinator.
Okay.
I had actually went to school to be a legal assistant over at Ren Lake College. And before I actually graduated, David Leggins hired me, and I worked around my school schedule and worked for him. He was a city attorney of Mount Vernon at the time, and I'm assuming he still is, at Howard Leggins, Piercy & Howard. But and I worked there for several years before I went to the school.
Okay.
And then from that, 15 years later, I was recruited to come to work at hospice.
Oh.
That was something that I never would have dreamed of, working in hospice.
Right.
But that was such a rewarding experience. I'm so glad that I did it.
Okay.
So, and then through Lisa Austin, she was my boss at the time, and she and I were talking, and she knew I wasn't happy over there.
Right.
And that this position came open, and she was like, well, why don't you apply for it? I said, well, I don't have my degree. I have to have a bachelor's degree, and all I have is an associate's. She was like, Yvette, get on the ball and get that done. Uh-huh. So, I applied for the position. I started my schooling again, and they hired me with the intent, me in school. And so here I am. Okay. So I got my bachelor degree 2 years later, and I will say, doing fair and trying to do homework was very, very difficult. Traveling to softball and basketball games with my kids and doing homework was very, very difficult.
Right.
But I did it.
But it can be done.
It can be done.
Okay.
Yeah, it can be done.
All right. Okay, let's talk about your husband. Where did he come into the picture at?
Oh, my gosh.
What year was that? You meet him at Ren Lake?
No, I met him frog gigging.
Okay.
Not
everybody can say that.
I know. I want to say it was in 92.
Okay.
Is when we started dating. I was still yet 16. He's 5 years older than I, so he really wasn't wanting to date somebody as young as I.
Uh-huh.
But I won. I won that battle. Okay. We've been married for 23 years. So.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. No, he and I, we actually met frog gigging. Quite the night. Like you said, not everybody can say that, but he just lived 2 miles down the road. I didn't know him before then. This is 2 miles south of where I, from Keens, where I grew up. And he was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And Mom and Dad was like, oh my gosh, I love him. He is so sweet. He's so kind. He's got a good family,
Right.
So anyway, it was, my parents were fine with the 5 years age difference, and yeah.
Okay. All right. And his name is?
Jeremy. Yeah, his name's Jeremy.
All right. And so now let's go through the kids. Your oldest is?
Hallie. She is 19 now. She's out at K-State University. She's studying in the animal science department. Not 100% sure what she's going to do with her degree. She's still in that decision-making time. We plan for her to stay out there and get her master's.
Okay. All right. So, this is year one? year two?
No, this is year two.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, and for anybody that's listening, the dual credit program
right.
through the high schools is great. I said she had told me that by December next year, which would be 2.5 years out there, she could already have her bachelor's degree.
Wow.
Yeah. But she started her dual credits as a junior. So she went in with almost a sophomore.
So she's a senior, right?
Yeah.
Considered a senior.
She's considered a senior right now.
So she can graduate next
yeah.
December.
Yeah, she's really done a good job. So but I told her, you know, this is your college time. Enjoy it. Don't wish your life away. But I want her to stay out there and get her master's.
Now, see, we told our daughter, you know, this is costing us a lot of money. Study hard.
We have had those discussions. Okay. But she's pretty responsible. I mean, she's
all right.
She's really good about keeping on track of stuff.
Okay. Then after Hallie.
Let's see. 3 years later, we had Megan. Okay. Megan is a junior at Wayne City High School. She still has no idea what she wants to do when she grows up, but she still has time to figure that one out.
Okay.
I mean, just like Hallie thought she knew. She went in to be a veterinarian. And then once she got out there, she says, oh my gosh, Mom, there's so much more that I could be doing. I said, that's fine.
So many other avenues.
Yeah, that's your choice, your decision. So, and I think Megan will be that way too.
Okay.
You know, once she gets into college, I think she'll figure out her niche. She's more involved in wanting to play ball. So okay. She's kind of like me. Why do I need to do homework when I can play ball? And you say, well, okay. You got to keep those grades up so you can play ball. I mean, she's an A-B student, don't get me wrong, but I would rather have the higher B's and not just kind of, you know, sliding by on with a B. But
because I listened in class.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Hallie and Megan, and then is there another?
Nope. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. So then...
Then I have 172 youth in the county that I consider my kids. But
that's what I was about to get to. How did you end up with a 4-H job?
You know what?
We needed somebody because when Matt quit.
Yeah. And there was Eric before I.
Yeah.
So, but when my kids were young, I guess Hallie was 8, I had told Jeremy, I'd love to put them in 4-H. He says, we are not doing that. We don't have time for that. It's so political. It's not going to happen. Well, I hate to say it, but I don't like to be told no.
Right.
I'm going to find a way to make it happen. Okay. So I enrolled Hallie and Megan both. Megan was Cloverbud. Hallie was 4-H. And the first year, we just went to all the shows. I mean, they did their general projects, but we went to all the livestock shows because Hallie wanted to show an animal.
Okay.
I said, well, sis, right now, Dad doesn't want to do this, so we have to get it. It needs to be something that we can handle. So she decided, I can do rabbits. So Dan Bullard at Sims had all these rabbits, so I bought a whole litter. So okay. I want the whole litter. She can raise them all. And that's how we got started. Well, she ended up winning grand champion that year. Well, from then on, Dad and Grandpa was hooked. Well, then they decided, well, I'd like to show a calf. So then we did 2 years of bucket calves, which are... I mean, they are rewarding in themselves, but boy, oh boy, those are hard projects. Anybody that does a bucket calf, it's a hard project. And then from then on, now we take two strings, one string for each kid, which is a total of 6 cows, plus travel with them. We've been to Louisville and Oklahoma, and I think we're going to Nebraska this year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we've went from little bitty general projects and rabbits to traveling the United States with our cattle.
Yeah, so.
But I love it.
Okay. All right, so what would you do if you didn't do what you're doing now?
I don't know. I love what I do. I absolutely love it. And I had said before I'd gotten this job, I told the girls at home, I said, if you were to ask me today what I'd be when I grow up, I still couldn't tell you. Because I hadn't really found anything that I just absolutely loved. So I love what I do.
Okay.
I don't know if I wasn't doing this, if I would go into teaching. I don't know. And it may be, and I love FFA. So would I go back and do some coursework? And I don't know.
Just don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good enough. All right. So. Well, I think we've gotten to know you better.
I hope so.
Okay. All right, Jean.
There's a whole lot more to know. anybody wants to know more, give me a call. Because I talk to everybody for however long you want me to.
We'll get that whole New York story. And we still.
Oh, my gosh. New York was wonderful. That was my mom's 60th birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll talk about
okay,
that.
Okay. Sounds good. But yeah, right. The story about Cake Boss and getting, you know, taking that guy's dessert was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Good all tasting, right. too. Good all story right. and tastes pretty good.
All right. Now the next time people see you, they're going to go, what's the Cake Boss story?
Yeah. And that's fine. Stop me. Okay. I'll tell you all about it.
All right. That's going to do it for today on Meet Your Neighbor.